Consider what I call a unit of deviation here as 10 centimeters. Let us look at increments above 1.67 meters and consider the odds of someone being that tall. I've fudged the numbers a bit for simplicity's sake. 10 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 1.77 meters or 5 feet 10, 1 in 6.3. 20 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 1.87 meters or 6 feet 2, 1 in 44. 30 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 1.97 meters or 6 feet 6, 1 in 740. 40 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.7 meters or 6 feet 9, 1 in 32,000. 50 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.17 meters or 7 feet 1, 1 in 3,500,000. 60 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.27 meters or 7 feet 5, 1 in 1 billion. 70 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.37 meters or 7 feet 9, 1 in 780 trillion. 80 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.47 meters or 8 feet 1, 1 in 1.600 quadrillion. 90 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.57 million or 8 feet 5, 1 in 8.9 quintillion. 100 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.67 meters or 8 feet 9, 1 in 130 sextillion. And 110 centimeters taller than the average, i.e. taller than 2.77 meters or 9 feet 1, 1 in 36 octovigintillion. Note that soon after, I believe, 22 deviations, or 220 centimeters taller than the average, the odds reach a Google, which is one with 100 zeros behind it. The point of this list is to illustrate the acceleration. Think of the difference in odds between 60 and 70 centimeters taller than average. For a mere increase of 4 inches, we go from 1 in 1 billion people to 1 in 780 billion. As for the jump between 70 and 80 centimeters, an additional 4 inches above the average, we go from 1 in 780 billion to 1 in 1.6 million billion. One of the most misunderstood aspects of a Gaussian is its fragility and vulnerability in the estimation of tail events. The odds of a 4 sigma move are twice that of a 4.15 sigma. The odds of a 20 sigma are a trillion times higher than those of a 21 sigma. It means that a small measurement error of the sigma will lead to a massive underestimation of the probability. We can be a trillion times wrong about some events. This precipitous decline in the odds of encountering something is what allows you to ignore outliers. Only one curve can deliver this decline, and it's the bell curve and its non-scalable siblings.